Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to the show. It is absolutely fantastic Friday, and you are fantastic, and I feel fantastic too. Welcome to the show. Well, we got a caller already on the line with their hand up, and we're going to take your call in just a minute. Don't go away. Please stand by. Well, we have a lot to offer you today. We have so many opportunities for you to get motivated, to stay motivated. We want you to be a success in your life. We want you to live well. We want you to love well. And we want you to be able to do all that is in your heart's desire to do that God has purposed for you to do. We believe, we absolutely believe that this is your time, that it is time right now, not yesterday, maybe not before. We're not talking about the future right now. We are dealing with this moment right now. So sit back, take lots of notes, and you soon will be finding out why they're calling this the hottest talk show on internet radio. Right here with Coach Lalisa. Today, we're going to be taking your business shout-outs. Call us up. Tell us your name, your business, the business that you're in, product and or service. Give us a contact number and or website. And you will be surprised at how fast the word can spread. Remember, when they had the 10 million woman march in Philadelphia almost 20 years ago now, maybe not that long, about 13 or 14 years ago. Do you know they gathered all those women together with just the word of mouth? There was not a single television commercial and or ad in the newspaper. I tell you, we can do it. We can make it happen. So I'm going to take this caller, and then I'm going to come back with some other wonderful, wonderful, great opportunities. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show, area code 469. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Lalisa, this is Adele Foster, and I'm in Vegas right now, girl.
Oh, my God. I wish I had known this was you. I would have made that call up sooner. Wow. You know what? See, I got to make sure I lock. Is this your cell number? I mean, whatever number it is, I got to lock it up because I should have picked it. How are you?
Oh, I have an awesome, awesome time.
Wow, Las Vegas. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you had a great trip. I'm so glad. I you know, I've been to Vegas. What a beautiful place.
It is beautiful,
awesome.
But I'm telling you, I mean, I hit the ground, got to the hotel, went to the first conference yesterday. Oh, my God, the learning. I can't even begin to tell you the learning that every business owner needs to know about.
Really? Well, I hope you come back and get on the show and you share some of that valuable information with our listeners.
Well, I want to share some of it today.
Well, please do. Let's go ahead and as people call in, because Friday, what we normally do on Fridays, as you probably heard, is we let people call in and shout out their business opportunities, whatever business they might be in. And then also we're just giving out motivational messages today. And one of the messages that I want to start with right away is that if you really want to be successful, you have to get over your fear. You have to get over your fear, and once you get committed to doing something, everything will change. The fear will go away. So I want to motivate you with that today, that regardless of what you're afraid of, do it anyway. Try today not to let fear stand in your way. Now, Adele, what would you like to share with us today?
Well, I want to say this. I don't care what business you're in. There's a book inside of you. And trust me, when I say there's a book inside of you, this conference that I am at right now is a writers and publishing conference. And every person has a story to tell. And once you start telling that story, you can write that story. And it's so powerful because the book is not just a book. What I'm learning is that you can take that book to a whole nother level. The book is just a catalyst to where you can go.
Wow. Wow. And so what about, okay, now is this mostly for people who have a testimony of a sort where maybe they were in a plane crash and, you know, they survived the plane crash and they went on from there to, you know, maybe do something spectacular in spite of the fact that they were, you know, operating against odds, maybe some kind of physical challenge came, or maybe even a mental challenge as a result of, because I get into a little car bump and I'm kind of stirred up for the rest of the day, so I can't even imagine people that have survived such a situation like a plane crash or a major car crash. Or is it those kind of stories or what?
It's any kind of story. Can I tell you, yesterday we had a kid get up on stage who just finished writing his first book on social media.
A kid,
okay? 12
now,
years
old. How old is this?
12.
Mm.
He just
what
finished
would he
writing
have, what
his
would he or she have to say about the
social media? He hasn't talked. They are going to bring him up today, but they introduced him because they wasn't expecting him to show up. But since he showed up, he's got a spot to speak. They just introduced him yesterday, let him say a little bit about his book, and today he's going to tell us more about how he wrote his first book on social media marketing. If a kid can
what?
Do it, we have no excuse.
Oh, my goodness. 12 years old. Well, I know what. You know what? Now, that sounds like a powerful conference. Now, I know you're getting fired up, and you're getting fired up at a great time because you are about to, you know, storm through Newark, New Jersey on November the 13th. Can you tell us? I know you got to be. You
oh, my God.
Time.
We're about to storm through Newark, New Jersey with God motivation. Then speak. It's not just speaking. It truly is a career. I don't care what path you're on right now. There's a career in speaking for you. And you have to understand that. If you're working a job, you may have to speak to a group of people on your job. If you're out there and you're unemployed, speaking is a route to go because you can make money in the speaking arena. It doesn't matter what phase you're in your life. Speaking has a place for you. You just need to know what to do with it. And God Motivation, Then Speak has some powerful, powerful, dynamic speakers
who are going to be there on November 13th in Newark, New Jersey at Rutgers University. And Elisa, you're one of them, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and I'm an excited one. Oh, I'm an excited one that's going to be there. We have been getting people told about this, and now we want to get people, you know, signed up. I got to let people know you got to register, because guess what? After all the seats are sold, you're going to be left out. And somehow, Adele, it's always the same people who swear up and down, I wanted to go, I wanted to go, I wanted to go, but they never paid their registration, you know, and they never registered. And even sometimes, even I've seen events where it wasn't even a cost, but a facility always has a limit to what it can hold.
Absolutely.
And they always miss out, even if, and they're always standing around later wanting to know, well, how could I do this and how could I do that? Well, we gave you 50 million 11 seminars, but you wouldn't come.
Well, Lisa, there's three types of people in the world, okay? There's those who make it happen. There's those who make it happen. That's one. There's those my mind just went blank. But there's those.
No,
who
I got it.
Happen.
I got you. I got
okay.
you. It's
okay.
Those people who have to wonder, you know, what happened.
So, right. Those who
happened.
Watch it happen, and then there's those
right.
who said what happened. So those who say
exactly.
what happened, those are the ones who need to really be there. Because they need to know what's
right.
happening. They need to know what's happening on November 13th, 2010, in Newark, New Jersey at Rutgers University. This event is being sponsored by Rutgers Newark Small Business Development Center. Why miss out on an opportunity of a lifetime? We've got Howard J. Scott. Now, anybody who's in Newark, New Jersey, ever heard of the Twins? They had the newspaper Twin Vision. So you know we got some powerful people. We got Wale Hakeem. Oh, my God. He's going to knock it out. He called me yesterday excited because of the number of people he already has registered for this event. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, this event is going to be packed very soon. If you haven't registered, go to gotmotivationthenspeed.com. Register today. I'm telling you, Lisa, I'm on fire right now. I'm not just on fire about the event. I'm on fire about being here in Vegas and what I'm learning. Because you know what?
I know you're
what
down
I'm
there
learning
in
Vegas, I'm telling you, if you're in Newark, if you're in New Jersey, if you're in Pennsylvania, I'm going to be bringing it to Newark, New Jersey. I'm going to teach you what I'm learning here in Vegas. You don't want to miss out
wow.
on this.
Wow. Now, that is powerful for you to be out there. I can't believe it. Just 2 weeks before this event, you're out there being poured into, learning. Oh, my God. That is so amazing. That is awesome. Adele Foster, I tell you, I don't remember, I can't, again, somebody's going to have to hold me up that day, November 13th, because, you know, it's going to be just several days after my 54th birthday. First of all, I'm grateful to be alive still from the things that I've been through, and I'm going to be talking about from shame to your A game, and I'm telling you, when I think about and all the people that told me, you got to meet this woman, Adele, you know, way back when. And, at the time, I had no clue of who you were. And I couldn't spell your name quite right because I would begin to go to the Internet and try to look you up. But Adele, the way you spell your name, you know, it didn't register with me. And I could not mm-hmm. locate you through the Internet. There were several people who are also in the speaking business who understood where my future was going and where I was trying to go. They kept telling me that I needed to connect with you. And some of this
wow.
was going back 8 years ago, Adele.
Wow. Well, Lisa, I've been doing this for over 20 years now. Over 20 years.
Yes, they were telling me. It was like they were saying, you need to connect with her to go to the next level in your speaking career. And
well,
I did. I tried to find you. Yeah. And
well,
look
you know,
at how it happened.
Well, Lisa, Scripture tells us everything has a season, and this is your season, baby. This is your season.
And you know what? Yes, and I just heard Mike Murdoch say last night that your next level isn't a thing or something like that, he says. He says it's a person.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, he says it. He said it before, but he loves to say that. He's like, your next level is not, how does he say? He says, your next level is basically in someone who likes you. Okay? He says more than just a person. It's in someone who likes you. And Adele,
well,
I can say, I've never even met you face-to-face yet.
But there's synergy.
But I feel in my spirit that you like me because, number one, you invited me to come and to speak on this huge platform at Rutgers University. That's number one. But anyway, we met. I know other people, want us to talk about some other stuff. I don't want to get on here and, just go. But I tell you, I'm, so blown away, blown absolutely away that we connected through Facebook.
Yes, we did. And, Lalisa, I want to thank you for the opportunity to just let me speak this morning. I tell you, favor. Ladies and gentlemen,
well, let me tell
favor.
You something. People are listening to this show. We have people in the archives. I have a young lady that I met, again, through Facebook. And, I was a little, stunned at first because she's been, tuning into the show and going back listening to the archives. And she's also, actually tuned in and she's made some comments on my Facebook page. But yesterday, she sent me over 50 friend requests. She said,
oh, my God.
She said, in one single setting.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
She picked out these people and said, and I said, and first, because I don't really know. I said, is this legit? What's going on here? And because, people do play a lot of pranks. Young lady, and I said, in her 30s, and so she said, no, it's just that you have a powerful message, and I wanted other people to hear it. And so I'm telling you to say that is that people are going to be tuning into the show, listening. We have a woman out in California. I'm not sure if you know her at all. Miss Gloria. Awesome woman who tuned into the show. Oh, my goodness, every day almost. This woman out there is doing powerful things. She's a travel agent, and I hope she calls in to shout out her business. But here's a woman who is in California, up, listening to the show. It's 4 o'clock there.
Yes.
Okay? The lady in Cincinnati, Ohio, Hope Harker, every morning tuning in that she has a business to run. So she's working her business, her dry cleaning business, while she's listening to the show and telling other people. I've been on the phone. She's my sister, but I've been on the phone with her where she's telling customers who come in. She'll let them know, well, you need to get motivated. You need to tune into the show in the morning. But the thing is, you're coming back to New Jersey, and oh, my God. So, again, you got some products that you got a couple of items that you're giving away free. How can people get those free items prior to coming, even on the 13th? And also, can you talk about, for the people who like Miss Gloria in California, who would love to be here but can't, and to like my friend Kim in Atlanta, Georgia, who sent all those people to, connect with me, can you just...
Ladies and gentlemen, just briefly, I'm going to say this. If you want to actually view the show and you can't be in New Jersey on November 13th, we're going to be video streaming live. That's right. The event is going to be video streamed live. Now, to find out more information about it, I'm going to say send me an email at empowercoach@ajfosterassociates.com. That's EMPOWERCOACH, empowercoach@ajfosterassociates.com. Now, we got some free giveaways, ladies and gentlemen. We got free giveaways going on up until November the 3rd. What are those free giveaways? Well, Lalisa is giving away her MP3. Download MP3. Is that not right? Correct, Lalisa?
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
And can you just tell us a little bit about what they'll listen to, what they'll hear on that MP3?
Well, what they're going to hear on there is they're going to hear motivation. That's number one. They're going to hear how they, too, can get over things like divorce, separation, lost jobs, low self-esteem. They're going to learn how they can put their lives back on track and back together, that they can get, they're going to learn that it is possible to get over shame, guilt, and painful experiences that may have even happened as far back as when they were 2, 3, or 4, as early as they can remember.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this. You can't beat that. You get to attend this event for $20, plus you get a free MP3. On top of that, I'm offering my ebook for free, which you can download. It doesn't matter whether you're in business or you're looking to start a business. This book, Do It Right, Do It First, Do It Better, Do It Now, The Roadmap to Entrepreneurship, is not just a book that tells you about business, but it steps you through business. Every step of the way, each chapter asks you a question. Did you do this? Did you do that? Because this book wants you to be successful in business and not just say, okay, I got the information, now what do I do with it? So you can't do that.
Right, because there are so many things out there already where people say, okay, I got it, I went, now what? And so,
Do it fast, do it now, do it right, do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. You know, like the Nike commercial says, just do it. Ladies and gentlemen,
Do it.
Nothing should stop you. Don't allow yourself to be paralyzed. Okay? We live in a big world. So if God has given you the opportunity to create something, to be somebody, come out on November 13th, 2010, in Newark, New Jersey. You know, I had a lady I talked to in New York, and I said, where are you? She says, I'm in Brooklyn. When are you bringing it to New York? I said, trust me, mass transportation. You're just a hop, skip, and jump away. Get on that train and come to Newark, New Jersey. If you're in Pennsylvania, get on the train and come to Newark, New Jersey. Come on, that's the tri-state. You're in Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey. You're so close, and we're going to be in the center, Newark, New Jersey, November 13th, ladies and gentlemen. We got free giveaways. You know, the fee is nothing. You can easily pull out a $20 bill. Pull out a $20 bill and show up. We want to see you in the place.
Yes, there is so much to do. People, I mean, you know, we are just, what it is really is that we're alive. We are fully alive.
And God's not through with us yet.
Yes.
He's not through with us yet. He's got so much for us. People talk about the economy. Stop using the economy as an excuse. Wally Hakim is going to talk about how to receive your blessing in a recession. Come on.
Exactly. I want to definitely welcome you if you're calling in by switchboard or if you're listening by an iPod or an MP3. For those of you who will go back and later listen to the archives, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Welcome to those of you in the chat room. Good morning at Home Biz Radio. Also on the West, that's the West Coast. I'm coming to the West Coast. I can't wait. Also, Miss Gloria, yes, you will try to get it on video stream. Yeah, please do, because Miss Gloria, I know you. Miss Gloria, don't say I will try to get it. Just get it. You know, do it. Be it. You know, say it again, Adele.
Email me.
The name of your ebook they're going to get. What's the title?
Oh my God! The name of the ebook is Do It First, Do It Right, Do It Better, Do It Now. The Roadmap to Entrepreneurship. And one of the things that's in that book, I'm just going to give you a little snippet. You know about the Wizard of Oz? What we're going to talk about in that book, it talks about how to attain things just like the characters in the Wizard of Oz. Because if you think about the Scarecrow, fear. That's what a lot of people have when they look at going into business, fear. Well, fear is nothing but false evidence appearing real. It doesn't exist. It's only in your mind. Get over the fear and just do it. So the book is kind of perfect title. Do it. Just like the Nike commercial. Just do it.
But I like that. Do it first. Do it right. Do it fast. I got to get it down pat because I like that. It's just, and then after I say all four of them, I'm like, just do it. But, you know, Gloria, then she is. I told her, I said, you got it. Gloria, you know you are, you listen, you are fast becoming the motivational queen of California. And she says that she's going to definitely do it. She's going to be shaking up things out there in California, too. Also, Miss At Home Biz Radio is another powerhouse in California. She also came on the show. This is a, I don't know if you know these two ladies, Adele, but these two women are powerful women. They are business owners. They are legitimate. They're more than just, you know, out there doing their thing. These women are supporters. They tune into the show. You know, just great, great, great. Now, we also have Miss Dr. Lee Jones, another good friend. I heard from him yesterday. You know, he is the author and the owner, not the author, but the owner and the editor-in-chief of a magazine called Inspire Magazine. If you don't know Dr. Lee Jones, you need to know him. You got this man. Do you know him, Miss Adele?
No, I don't, but I would love to get to know him. As well as the other ladies that you spoke about, I would love to connect with them.
He got the all, let me tell you, oh, yes, Miss At Home Biz Radio was on the show. We had her show. It's recorded in the archives. Awesome, awesome, awesome woman. We also have Miss Gloria. She is a travel agent. She is about to cruise on, you know. So, you know, I love people that travel business because, you know, for work, they get to take cruises and what have you to learn about their businesses. That's got to be awesome and amazing. And then we have Coach J and Coach K and others who tune in. And then we have Paul all the way from Japan, and he's traveling because he's coming back to the States for the holidays and all of that. But usually he's on every morning, so we give a shout-out to him because he'll probably, when he gets a chance, listen to the archives because he's produced several movies. He's produced audio. He produces audiobooks today, but he directed several movies and worked with actors from Mission Impossible and a lot of the James Bond-type actors and actresses years ago. But now he produces these audiobook movies. James Bond-type. Yeah. This is a guy that just stumbled across Coach Lalisa early one morning. But Dr. Lee Jones, you've got to go to his website, Inspire Magazine, and you can go to Google. I don't have the exact URL. But if you put in Dr. Lee Jones, Inspire Magazine, this man started the magazine from scratch. It is a dynamic magazine, print magazine, but he also has a leadership institute where he's motivational. I call him the king of motivation. I've interviewed him a couple of times when I was on Harvest Radio on the 1070 on the AM dial here in New Jersey, and he was an awesome, awesome, awesome guest. I interviewed him live when he came to New Jersey. He's in Florida. He's in, like, the Tallahassee, Florida area. But he's from New Jersey. He's, like, from East Orange or something. But wonderful, wonderful person. Just a love. Oh, my goodness. And he used to run the entire student development center at one of those major colleges, like, out west somewhere. And so the man literally knows everyone because it was his job to bring in activities to motivate the students. And he did that for many, many years until he retired. And then he runs magazine and his leadership institute. But please, please look him up. I let him know that you go on his site and says, oh, I met this woman who was singing your praises. And he really, really is an awesome man. So next 2 weeks, Friday, Saturday, November 13th, you want to catch this move of motivation. And I got to make sure that Dr. Lee Jones knows about it. And if he's in New Jersey, I know he will definitely want to be there. If he's not in New Jersey, he can catch it. But he can do catch it also via the satellite. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so what else? Let me see. Let me check the switchboards and see if anyone else has their hand up wanting to shout out their business, because that's what we do on Fridays, give people an opportunity to call in. The number is 347-945-7991. Tell us the name of your business, what kind of business you're doing, give us the number how people can contact you. And if you're on the switchboard, you know you got to press the number one key if you want to do that. And also, I want to tell you about just some other opportunity. Okay, we got to let me take that. Adele, don't go away. I know you're out there in Vegas. What time does your service start back up, your conference?
Well, the conference doesn't start back up until 7 o'clock this morning, but it's only 4:36 right now, LaLisa.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. You are an early bird. Wow. Okay, well, we're going to take this caller because I know she won't be able to stay on long. Welcome, area code 513. Tell us your business, shout out.
Good morning, Coach LaLisa, and good morning to your guests. Yes, Custom Care Cleaners, full-service dry cleaners in Cincinnati, Ohio, 8876 Colerain Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, zip code 45251, where we do quality work at the most reasonable prices, and we do pickup and delivery. Say if you are flying in and you're at the hotel, I'm sorry, and you wanted to use our services. You can call us, 513-245-2246. We'll come. We'll pick your things up, clean them, press them, bring them back to you as a convenience for you. We would love the opportunity to earn your business if you're ever in the Cincinnati area. And I also would like to touch on your guests and the seminar. I know when I started this business, I did lots of seminars, and that's how I kind of navigated my way into how I wanted to register my business and things of that nature. A lot of times people may not think it's necessary to do seminars, but I disagree. I think it's a great – I wish I was there. Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Well, we're going to put her back – going to put her back on hold and finish the conversation. Well, Adele, what she was saying, I don't know if you got a chance to hear her loud and clear, but that she said that, you know, she started this business going on, she should be celebrating 4 years in February there in Cincinnati, Ohio. She has a full service dry cleaners. So she does everything from those to comforters, you know, tablecloths, soup, shirts, silk blouses, sequin dresses, you name it, she does it. If she can't do it, she won't mess it up and then tell you she can't do it. She'll let you know ahead of time. And that's she's my baby sister, but that's the lineage of our family because my father was in the dry cleaning business. I, too, was a preacher at a young age, or like when I got home from the military, or before I went to the military, rather, my father taught me how to press, and then I went into the military. And, you know, but she was one who was, so no, it must have been after the military. And she was very young when she started in this business, somewhere around age 15 or 16 or 16 or so. And she's been doing it off and on. She's had other jobs, but she kept with it. And so now she does it full time as a business. But she's saying that before she started, she attended seminars like what you're talking about in the book. Do it now, do it right, do it fast, and do it.
you'll get it right, LaLisa. Do it right. Do it better. Do it. Wait a minute. She's got me messed up. Do it first. Do it right. Do it better. Do it now. Do it first.
Do it. Okay. Got it. I got
it. Do it first.
Okay, go ahead.
Do it first. Do it right. Do it better. Do it now. And LaLisa.
And you know what? Go ahead.
LaLisa, she's so right. She is so right because it's seminars like what we're doing on November the 13th that put fire under people. I believe in three P's. And the three P's is passion, persistence, and perseverance. And if you got passion and you become persistent, you can persevere through anything that you want to accomplish in life. It won't stop you.
Wow.
So
I want to make a call.
Excuse me?
Go ahead. I totally
agree with your sister because I was just like her. I tell people I was a motivational junkie. I went to every seminar I could. I ate, drank, slept, touched, could feel seminars in my body to get to where I am today. And I'm still feeling seminars in my body. I'm not at my own seminar. I'm at somebody else's seminar. But I'm still getting fed. I'm still getting built up because this is what keeps you going. Going to seminars, getting the information, and then finally applying it, because nothing happens if you just say, oh, that was a good seminar, and you didn't apply what you learned.
Well, you know, it's so true. It's so true. And you've got to apply the things that you're learning right here on the Coach Alicia Show, all these seminars. You've got to apply it, apply it, apply it. It does absolutely no good if we don't try it. Now, also, I want to make that correction. Thank you, At Home Biz Radio. No, she's not in California. She's in Texas, but it's still early there. It's a whole hour early. Susan is here. But, again, I want to make sure I make that correction on the air, At Home Biz Radio. You can connect with her. Also, she does lots of conferences. She does training. She also has radio show, and she does seminars. That's how I met her. She was announcing some of her seminars also. Yes, she's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, she is from Cali, though, so I knew there was a connection some kind of way. But, yes, the valuable information, again, like what you all are saying about businesses, you know, somebody, I forget who it was, and Adele, you may remember who said it, but somebody said that success leaves clues. So you want to be successful in your life? Here's a clue. Go around other successful people because success leaves clues. Now, I didn't coin the phrase. I think it was a genius that coined it, so I wouldn't dare want to take credit for that. But I don't know. I can never remember who said it. But I want to give credit to what it's due. Yes.
I don't remember who said it, but success does leave clues. And I will tell you, don't be a pathfinder, be a trailblazer. Start trailing your blaze to success, because it's waiting on you. If you want to be a pathfinder, that means you got to find the path to success. And you're still looking for that path for success, and you're still waiting on that path for success. But when you become a trailblazer, you're actually blazing the trail for the next people who are coming along.
You're not just looking for the path, you're making the path.
You are making the path, absolutely. And everybody out there that's listening, have the ability within yourself to make the path so that the younger people come along.
The reality is that I find, based on scripture, we all have at least one ability. And some of us have several.
Some of us have
several. But everybody has at least one. And we can begin to, yes, go ahead.
Well, based on scripture, it says your gifts make room for you. So you don't even have to look for those people who are already there where you are, where you want to be, because they're waiting on you. It says your gifts make room for you and bring you before great men. So the minute you start utilizing your gifts, the great men will appear.
Well, I tell you, that's not, as Dr. Dennis Kimbrough once said to me, that's not lost on me. I believe it. He said that he is. Now, if you want to interview somebody funny and hilarious, I dare you to get Dr. Kimbrough on the line. That man is absolutely funny, and he's brilliant. He's smart, too, and he teaches down there at Clark Atlanta University, and we interviewed him a couple times on Harvard's radio. But he was he's really funny. But he says, I asked him something about the black community and money or something, and whatever comment I made, he was like, that's not lost on me. And, you know, he talks about the amazing, now what I love about Dr. Kimbrough, he can give you some amazing statistics. You know, he's an international business, professor, and he teaches at the high levels of business strategy, and he's got some serious statistics. I mean, he can tell you the exact amount of money that the south side of Chicago spends on lottery tickets.
Wow.
I mean, it's literally in the, he said it's enough for everyone, every African American to be rich. Just coming out of one. Out of one community in the south side of Chicago. Then he talks about, oh, man, when he starts talking about greatness, you will not leave his, Wale Hakeem was there when we had him at Essex County College 2 years ago. you will not leave there feeling like you can't do anything. When he starts talking about the children in the parts of Africa who, because they cannot get an $8 net, I'm talking about like a fish net, like a net to cover them as they sleep, then they get bitten by, like, you know, a flea that would carry a disease to kill them. And he says, and we have the nerve to complain about what we have, don't have? You see, he puts it into a whole nother light. They really need to open up the doors of the prisons and get that guy in there. Because when he starts telling you about that kind of stuff, you know, and when he starts talking about, you know, millionaires, and I love when he says this, he runs down the characteristics of a millionaire. And one of his characteristics is that they go to the beat of their own drum. They don't follow the crowd, he says. So if you're trying to be like everybody else, no. Because he said there's only one out of so many, you know, people that become a millionaire. So obviously you're not going with the crowd. But anyway, he's really good. I tell you, one day I'm going to see if I can take his interview that I had with him and replay it, because it'll change your life. It was only about 10, 15 minutes. Because then he had to run off and go back and be with his students. It was near finals. But it was awesome. But anyway, yes, I tell you, anyone else, if you have a shout-out, you want to tell us about your business, you got to call in 347-945-7991. This is Coach Lilisa. If you just tuned in, talking this morning with Miss Adele Foster. She is the author of an e-book that she's going to let you get, a copy of that e-book. Also, coupled with an MP3 of You've Got the Power. If you know anybody in New Jersey that you want to help them change their life, don't worry about how, just that you are passionate about helping them. Help them go to the website, www.gotmotivationthenspeak.com, and have them register. We are going to be helping people to get registered for this event. We're going to be helping pastors, ministers, lay speakers, teachers, professors, business owners, you need to know how to speak in public. Just because you're stuck behind a desk right now, simply because you're going door to door doing kitchen table talks, you need to know how to speak in public to a larger audience. Sooner or later, you're going to have that opportunity. And you don't want to be standing in front of people with the ums and the ahs and all of these other distractions that people who speak in public do. You don't want that. I will never forget, there was a woman when I graduated Fairleigh Dickinson with my master's degree. The speaker was so, and they paid this woman, they had to pay her at least $10,000, because that's what graduation speakers at those big colleges get, universities. The woman was so, she had a great topic, it was a wonderful speech, but she was not a speaker. She was a speaker, but she didn't have speaking skills, is what I'm saying. It was so horrible that people got up and left. That was bad enough when the family members began to get up from the bleacher area. That was bad enough. But when the graduates themselves got up, that, you know, I said, wait a minute. She needs Toastmasters, and she needs it bad. She needs Adele Foster and, you know, Lilisa J. Williams and my favorite, Howard Scott, bad. This lady needs motivational speaking skills, public speaking skills, because and that was horrible. So, yes, you're going to get motivational skills. You're going to get off that radio, people, with those ums and ahs and all of that. We've got to stop that. Go ahead.
And actually, Lilisa, I've been saying this, and I will say it now, because I got this from a mentor of mine, Stephen Pierce, who said, you've been speaking your whole entire life. The only difference is you haven't been getting paid for it. So when you get up to speak to people just like you're talking to them, you're having a conversation with them. When you're having a conversation with people, you don't go because when you do the ums and the ums and the ers, you're really inside your head. Get out of your head and just talk. That's all you got to do. And that's what speaking is all about. Got Motivation to Speak will teach you that and so much more, because it's not just about speaking. It's about the business of speaking. because speaking is a business. Like you said, Lalisa, it doesn't matter what arena you're in. If you're sitting at a desk, if you're working a business, if you're going door to door, if you're a student, oh, my God, students, you just don't know. I talked to a young gentleman just about a couple of weeks ago, and I'm probing him for questions because he called me and said, we want you to speak at my event. But he couldn't even tell me who my audience is, and he was with the ums and the ands. He couldn't even answer any questions. And my God, I won't even talk about the slang. Slang should be used when it needs to be used. But when you bring it into the professional arena, you can't have a conversation. And most of my young people, I love you young people, I really do, but you've got to learn how to communicate effectively. Yes, I love Facebook. I love the internet. I love texting. But when I have to talk to someone, I have to know how to talk. And so young people, and I'm not going to just point out my young people because we got some older people too who just can't speak effectively. That's what God Motivation and Speak is all about. It's about speaking effectively. It's about creating a lifestyle for yourself.
Well, you're absolutely, Adele, you are so, so right. And we got to get people past those things. What happened was I was very, very, very active in Toastmasters for about 6 years. I got away from it. But let me tell you, that was great training. It's great training. It really can help you getting rid of the ums, the ahs, and the ands. What happens is you, like you said, you get out of your head and just begin to talk to people. And you begin to realize that I don't need the ums, the ahs, and the ands. Why? Because they are distracting to your audience. Everybody loves to lose a train of thought and go or ah or and, but the reality is now you've lost your audience. And if you're in sales, the last thing you want to do is to lose your audience. If you're a speaker, your audience. What about business presentations? When you're at work, your supervisor, you may be used to your supervisor or your manager doing all the presentations. But one day that supervisor or manager is not going to be able to, number one, show up and do it. They may need you. Or number two, they may want to promote you. But how can I promote you if I know that you can't speak in public? So you may not get that opportunity. Right. So everybody needs to really look at themselves and just accept that you need to come and get for $20. You know, this is less than the cost of two packs of cigarettes.
You know, Lalisa, they don't quite even understand, you know. I know food draws people out, so we will have a continental breakfast. But we want to feed you from the inside. We want to impart information inside of you that when you hear it, you're going to run with it. Oh, my God. You know, Lalisa, you're right. For $20, you're right. It's because a pack of cigarettes.
Because I'm getting one hand done at the nail salon. Hello?
Come on.
Leave one toe unpolished. I don't know. But don't make the excuse that you don't have the money. And then you go and you ride down and you get a couple of buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and then you're still left with the ums and the ahs, or you're left with a lack of motivation of how you're going to get out of these bad economic times because they are bad for some people. Because some people have not tapped into their inner power. Like we're going to be demonstrating, not just telling people. Now, here's the thing. Like Mr. Howard, your dear friend and my friend, he says, you're just making an investment in you. You're not making an investment in us. It's certainly $20 a person. No, we're not asking you to pay $1,000 like Mr. Anthony Robbins would. Mr. Anthony Robbins, for some of you who know him, Tony Robbins, you pay $1,000 to go to a one-day seminar with him or more, because I know people that have gone.
I know people who pay $10,000 for a five-day seminar with Anthony Robbins. Not saying they didn't get something powerful out of it, just like they're going to get something powerful with what we're giving, but $20, just like you said, $20.
Wait a minute, though, Adele. Here's the thing. You're going to get the same thing. Motivation is motivation. I was at a book signing in the Jersey Garden Mall, and he wasn't a Caucasian. He was something. But he saw my book, Unleash Your Power, and he picked it up, and I said,
But yeah, it's motivational. He says, oh, like Tony Robbins? I said, well, yeah, like that. He goes, he bought my book. He says, because I had been wanting to get some of his things, but I'll get yours. Then I was doing a seminar, and I made the lady put it on tape. I was only joking around. But she sat there. I never met this woman, didn't know her from anywhere. She came to my seminar. She saw the flyer. It was a motivational empowerment seminar. And she said, when we were taking the break, right there in front of everybody that was there, she goes, wow, I was at a Tony Robbins event, and he said the same thing you just said.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, this is twice that, you know, Tony Robbins, okay. And I listen to Tony Robbins. I have some of his old tapes from The Edge and Personal Power. Here's the thing. You're investing in you. You're investing in making a personal investment for your own self-development, your success development. Not only are you helping you, you're helping your children, your grandchildren, your cousins, your nieces. You're helping your customers, your clients, your staff. You're helping the people that you are around. And I know for some of you, like, for instance, the lady in Cincinnati with the dry cleaners, she's had seminars to do. So I know when she said she would be there, if she was here, she would, because she's going to be doing customer service. She is an impeccable customer service person, and she's going to begin to do and teach others how to do that. You know, I teased you yesterday about I've never in my life been in a dry cleaners where somebody asks you, how was your dry cleaning? I hear people say, how was your meal? How was the room if you stayed in the Hilton or something? But you don't hear people asking you, oh, how was your dry cleaning? How'd you like it?
That's powerful.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
That's
I want to say one thing, because I gotta bring my Les Brown into this, because Les says you got to be hungry. Ooh, you got to be hungry. And now when you're hungry, you got to feed yourself, right? Come on now. You got to feed yourself when you're hungry. So when you're hungry, you're going to feed yourself. And when Les says you got to be hungry, I take that to the next level, because when you're hungry enough, you're going to go get some motivation. You're going to get something that's going to take you to the next level. And what I want you to do, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this right now, I want you to get hungry. I want you to go to GodMotivationAndSpeak.com and register. Feed your mind, feed your body, feed your spirit with motivation that's going to empower you to go to the next level of your life. You don't have to be stuck where you are. You're there because you chose to. But now choose another route to go.
Yes, I love it, Adele. And Kiva, you're right. You've got to be hungry. Gloria, you and I were talking last night about being hungry. And I tell you, all these things that you be hungry. You hit on something right there, Adele. Adele, thank you. And you know, I love me some Les Brown. You know, I go way. I was telling, I think it was, I forget who I was telling. Oh, yes, Mr. Versie Walker. I was telling the story right here on Blog Talk about how I met him. Twice. Mm-hmm. I met him and shook hands, and both. So I know it's going to be a third time. And the next time, I'll probably be getting on the jet going. But
okay, I'm going to speak it for you, LaLisa. I'm going to put it out there for you. I'm going to put it out there in the universe. The next time, you're going to be sharing the stage with him. Come on.
Okay, just put it out there. Put it out there.
You're going to be sharing the stage with Les Brown.
Wow. Well, I tell you, I met him. I shook his hand. That was in Newark, New Jersey at Training Inc. And I want to say good morning to everybody, to my wonderful husband, who is so supportive. Absolutely love that man. You couldn't find a better husband. Any man that would let you get out of bed at 5:30 in the morning.
You got to love you.
You got to love a man like that. Monday through Friday, do a radio show. You know, you all loud in the house talking about getting, and he's got to go to work. Okay. You know what? And support, I'm telling you, I thank God. But anyway, got to give a shout out to Brother Drew, let me tell you. Now, he's also a dynamic sales. He's a sales pro. Talking about Guru Pro, he's been selling steel and other major items like that around the world for the past 25 years. And then he's been in other types of sales. So we're going to definitely... We know we're just waiting to get him on the show so he can share some. You know what I like about him? He has what I call sales poise.
He's so poised with it. The customers, they're like putty in his hand. He just has this awesome. Yeah. And, you know, and he used to tell me, like, we would go into the store shopping and what have you, and I would be like, yeah, I want this, I want this. You know, the salesperson would show me a little bit of something, and I would be like, oh, yeah. And he used to, and then, of course, when you do that, the salespeople want to show you more. And they got a dime in my pocket. But my husband used to say to me, the salesperson never knew that because I was so excited. But my husband would say to me, you're a salesman's dream. He used to say that to me all the time. We would go into Tops or different stores or whatever. We'd go to the timeshare people, whatever. And he would say all the time, you're a salesman's dream. And at first I thought, oh, that's a little critical. What's he trying to say? But I realized after 20 years of marriage and how much he loves me, and I realized it dawned on me that he's an ultimate salesman. I said, yeah, I am a salesman's dream. I'm your dream. So anyway, like you say, be careful what you speak, all right? It will happen. But, yes, that lets well. That hunger, you just brought it back. Thank you. Oh, you got to be hungry. When you get knocked down, what did he say? If you could, he said, when you get knocked down, make sure you fall on your back, because if you can look up.
You can get up. Come on.
Oh, girl, I love that one, man. I've never forgotten that one. I know. No. And I just saw him. Yeah, we just saw him last year. We were in Atlanta at one of those network marketing big conferences. There's about 3,000 people there. And we heard that Les Brown was going to be there. You know, they had him on the schedule. Well, let me tell you, they had him right after lunch. So we were packed in the room, 2,000-3,000 people in the room that morning. So, of course, you know, people love to eat now. People love to feed their natural bodies. But here's the thing. Everybody went to lunch. But I said, oh, no, we stand. I told me and the girls I was with, well, we stand right here so we can be in the front row.
Oh.
Les Brown. Yes, we did. And sure enough, we stayed there, and guess what? I was front center. And when he took that stage, him, his daughter, and his son, oh, my God. Mm. So I was like, let the spit fall. I don't care. I want to be in the front row. And it was awesome. And then when he got up and they took him to the, somehow he, I don't know how he was coming from the back. Oh, when they brought him in. So because they brought him in early. It was only, you know, by that time, a couple more hundred people were coming to the room, but it was a big room, so it looked very empty. I ran to the back, and I was like, you know, and these people, they were cool. They let me, he had his little entourage around, but they let me get, you might have been one of them, Adele.
But, no.
He let me get up close, and they let me get close enough. They could see that I wasn't going to kill the man or nothing, that I was just trying to be a, you know, groupie. And I said, Mr. Brown, you know, I met you so many years ago, blah, 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 and this is just another opportunity. And I don't know what I actually said, but he was very nice. He said, well, call him in the office and sign up for the, whatever he was offering. But anyway, I know we got to go. Coach, you need another. No, we need to take this show to an hour and a half. Yeah, Kiva, thank you. That's how we got to an hour, Adele. We used to be a half hour.
Mm.
Yeah. Used to be a half, so it used to be a one-day-a-week show.
This is good stuff, good information. People need to be on. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to have more people on your show in the morning. I'm going to be waking folks up and say, hey, you need to get on Coach Lalisa's show. You need to get motivated first thing in the morning. Like my man, Wali Hakeem, would say, boop, knock them out.
Knock them out early because when they come your way. Well, that's all we have time for. Well, we certainly thank you for tuning in. Definitely go to the Got Motivation Then Speak website. You can contact Adele, A-D-E-L-E, Foster, on Facebook. You can follow her on Twitter. You can go to her website. Just put her name in Google, A-D-E-L-E, J. Foster. Also, I want to welcome our good friend from Maryland. Thank you for tuning in. I see you. I know you tune in on a regular basis. Please stay tuned. Listen to the outro because that's where you can get my website information, and we'd love to see you. Have an awesome weekend. Get hungry this weekend and come back Monday morning ready for some Monday motivation. We're going to be talking about motivation through your mess. I didn't get to do the show like I wanted to yesterday, Adele, but I'm going to do it Monday morning at 7 a.m. Motivated through your mess. In other words, guess what? I think you already know what the message means. We'll see you. This has been, and Adele, thanks to each and every one of you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.